Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now, a piece of New York history. Test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta... As almost all of you know, that is Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang from 1979. The first hip-hop single to really make it in the mainstream and popularize hip-hop around the world. But the Sugar Hill Gang and every hip-hop group that followed was made in the mold of the first DJs and MCs from New York in the early 70s. And the father of hip-hop, DJ Kool Herc, who came to the U.S. from Kingston, Jamaica, started it all. So to talk about the early days of hip-hop in New York and its West Indian roots, we are joined by Steve Zeitlin, Executive Director of City Lore, which is putting on an event this weekend about the New York roots of hip-hop and the West Indian connection. Patricia Chin is also with us. She and her husband ran a record store in Kingston in the 60s and have been involved in the music scene since. We'll also be joined in a minute by DJ Kool Herc himself. But Patricia, welcome to WNYC. Good morning. And Steve Zeitlin, welcome back.
Hi.
Steve,
nice to
be everybody here. Knows hip-hop was born in the Bronx. What's the connection between the West Indies and the Bronx?
Hip-hop, of course, you know, it's street art, and it grew out of the streets. And people don't realize that there's another street scene that predates the 1973 parties of Kool DJ Herc, and that is what was going on, with people that ultimately came to New York, but at the time were all over the different parts of the world, and it's particular in Jamaica. And it's so great for me, being so interested in New York City history, to meet Pat Chin and to know that in 1958, Randy's Record Mart in Kingston, Jamaica, was one of the places where they were beginning to notice that people in Jamaica were bringing speakers out into the parks, and they were taking the American records that were purchased at Randy's Record Mart, and they were starting to talk over them. And lo and behold, Kool DJ Herc's family moves to New York City, and he's able to kind of make it into something completely new here in New York. But to show how, you know, it's something that not only started in New York and went all over the world, but it came from some other parts of the world, too, and that a lot of different things led up to it.
Like so many things from some other parts of the world that migrated here with other waves of immigration and became part of what we consider New York culture. It's such a New York story.
It's such a New York story, exactly. And, of course, even VP Records and Pat Chin, who started Randy's Record Mart in Kingston in 1958, also moved to New York. And reggae continued here in New York.
That's right. And we're going to play an example of one of the forms here in just a second called the Toast, which is one of the models from Jamaica for the two turntables and a microphone concept. Patricia Chin, maybe you want to fill us in a little bit for people who don't know the form. What is the Toast?
The Toast is really the DJ. It's a DJ that DJs within the music. You know, we usually have... We usually have the music. Excuse me, I have to just...
Yeah, go ahead. Well, Steve, you know about the Toast, too. You want to do the definition of toasts? Then we'll listen.
Okay. Well, what rap, of course, has one of the antecedents being the Toast in Jamaica. And the idea is that the DJ is actually talking over an existing record. And it's kind of creating something new and taking something that's mass-produced, which is a record, and adding a personal touch to it. And in this case, taking American mass-produced records and doing these toasts over them. And none of the earliest toasts were recorded, but the example that we're going to hear is an example of one of the early DJs in Jamaica, U-Roy, talking over one of the records back in the 1960s.
Sons and daughters of Zion, it must not be so sad Cause I'm about to make your musical the glad, since music happens to be my musical occupation. The wish is my command!
And on that note, let us bring in DJ Cool Herc himself. Herc, welcome to WNYC. Hi there.
Good morning.
So you must remember Toast like that from Kingston in the 60s before you moved to New York. Do you think you were influenced by that for your early composing in the Bronx?
No, I wasn't all about that. I was a kid. All I know was the Scatterlights, Don Drummonds, Barry the Dragonaire, you know, Toots and the Mato. And U Roy and Big Ute and I Roy was doing things like that. I didn't
reggae.
Really try to call them to play reggae music or American people, but the feeling reggae music. So I tried it, and I used other records that's more have a beat to it more than a reggae beat to it.
Right.
I never heard the fact I was Jamaican. I wasn't here repping Jamaica. I was as a kid. You know, I'm a Jamaican. I was born in Jamaica when I know what time it was as far as me leaving from a country, coming to another country. I was there when Jamaica got its independence. I remember historic things right there. You know, I just the fact that I migrated to the United States, and I remember those art forms, but I never tried to take it away from, say, it didn't have much to do with Jamaica.
I hear you. So the birthplace of hip-hop is considered to be the Rec Room at Sedgwick Houses in the Bronx, where in August 1973, you threw a party with your two turntables and you on the mic. Did you have any idea it would catch on the way it did?
No. As far as Jamaican Toasting and DJ, it wasn't two turntables. They used one turntable.
Uh-huh.
And I like that as far as using one turntable. It wasn't two turntables, one. Because there wasn't time to go back and forth. The MC back there, Toasted, him and the DJ would have a rapport by looking back and forward and stopping the music and going back to the beginning and using little jokes or little slang that's saying for the time. Most likely, like, not say political, what's going on in the neighborhood, little catchy phrases and stuff. You know, it's a master of ceremony, MC.
So, Pat Chin, let me bring you back in here, the owner of VP Records in Jamaica, Queens. You also ran a record store in Kingston, Jamaica in the 60s and 70s. So how do you remember these toasts? And did you see the connection between hip-hop in the U.S. and what you call toasts in Jamaica?
Well, yes, they are similar. You know, the DJs, as what you called it, the Toastmasters, they would take the rhythm and be creative and putting words, lyrics, whatever was happening at that time to make the music more interesting. And it was really a creativity of putting the music to another level, because at one side of the music there was the singing and then it was the rhythm, and within the rhythm the DJs would toast with their version to make the music more interesting.
Now, Steve Zeitlin, there's an effort, I understand, to landmark that Rec Room at Sedgwick Houses.
That's right. And there's an effort to put it on the National Register. The Bronx African American Oral History Project is working on that. There's a group called Preserve Hip Hop Preserve, which is working to do that as well. City Lore is very interested in trying to support that effort to create a landmark at Sedgwick Houses.
And part of what you do at City Lore in general is to preserve local history. Hip-hop is one really important American contribution to music and culture that was born here in New York, although the Sugar Hill Gang was actually, I think, from Englewood, New Jersey, not actually the city, but still very much, you know, of the New York metropolitan area. How do you think the history should be preserved?
Well, I think that it does seem like all roads do lead back to Sedgwick Houses in 1973. Afrika Bambaataa and the other pioneers, Grandmaster Flash, they were there at those parties. So we do have a spot in New York that can be considered the birthplace of hip-hop. And I think it just would be a travesty to not see it landmarked.
DJ Cool Herc, how do you feel about the state of hip-hop today?
Too much scattered power, too much selfishness, Don't forget where they come from. They think it dropped from out of the sky. And a lot of people out there jockeying for position and chasing the glory train, making it look like they started it. That's why it's confusing right now. Because everybody who know their history like they should know, like a Muslim know Allah, like a Christian know God and everybody else, this is the same thing here.
Pat Chin, how about you?
Yes, I've seen the changes as I come along, you know, from the 60s up to now. And I would say, like, every 10 years, you have a new set of DJs born. And it's gone to a new height. But we still have to remember our roots and where it came from to preserve that and to make the young generation know about their history.
Well, yeah,
and that is very important.
Pat, you talk about how, you know, people would not play reggae on the radio back in those days, right?
Yeah.
It really was in the streets alone.
Yes, this was a way of, because the radio ads were so expensive and this was like underground from the ghetto where it started, it was not recognized. So people had to go on the street, set up their turntable with these big speakers, and that is how they learned to see, you know, to see what the people liked, and the competition goes on, and they're very creative in the rapping and the DJ. I'm very intrigued by the creativity that goes on with the rapping of the music and the DJ spinning the turntable. Everything is done at the same time, so as to have the dance rolling and the people interested.
Now, the event on Saturday is called Bring Out the Sound System, West Indian Roots of Hip Hop. It's at The Point in the Bronx. We have a link to it on our site. Thank you so much for joining me. Steve Zeitlin, Executive Director of City Lore, Pat Chin, owner of VP Records in Jamaica, Queens, and DJ Kool Herc himself. Thank you all very much. We're going to go out with Planet Rock from Africa Bambaataa from 1982, who is also from the South Bronx.